I'm Wendy Hassan, the Executive Director of Cache Valley Center for the Arts. We have heard of a couple instances of people who have purchased tickets online from resellers, and they have purchased poor seats to a show that is not sold out for 4 to 5 times the top ticket price.
Hassan says there are several websites selling the venue's tickets for higher prices to patrons.
They're just fishing, and they're trying to catch people, and I think it's deceptive. I think it really ultimately hurts the performing arts. It hurts the performances.
The best thing to do, Hassan says, is to pay attention to the site you're purchasing from.
We think the best thing is for people to be smart and go to the venue, to the company, know who you're buying tickets from.
There aren't currently any laws in Utah against ticket scalping or ticket speculation. In 2010, Representative Lynn Hemingway, a Democrat in Salt Lake City, introduced a bill that would have made ticket scalping a misdemeanor. The bill failed.
The problem, though, is that what they're doing is not illegal. Scalping is not illegal. Ticket speculation is not illegal. We try very hard to keep ticket prices low and keep them affordable. We have generous community sponsors that help us do that. And so we want to make sure that those tickets stay affordable to people. And if you see a very large ticket price, there's probably something going on.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Lauren Bennett.